views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. I want to welcome you to the Jen Royster Show. And today we are diving in deep with some interesting stuff today. We have a guest with us today. His name is Dick Larson. And we're going to be talking about how a new era is dawning. And if you've been listening to my show for a little while, you know that I'm all about hope. We talk a lot about the dismantling of what's going on, the transformation of what's happening, and I call what I call a new world coming in. And Mr. Larson is here, and he's going to be sharing what he's very passionate about. He has very strong convictions about this, and he's here to share his insights on what he's seeing as we transform into a new era, and we're in this. So let me tell you a little bit about Dick Larson. He is a counselor with a background in education. He addresses the issues of the ageless wisdom teachings, meditation, and practical spirituality in everyday life. He has been a guest on radio talk shows nationwide, co-hosted a radio program, and produced and hosted a series of public access television shows that air around the nation. In these difficult times, he's here to help us. He's here to share with us, let me put it that way, what he sees as great hope in a new cosmic cycle on planet Earth. And he's trying to help others see the same. So he's here with a very positive message and to share a little insight of maybe what some of you have discovered out there, maybe a confusion, a fear, things like that. So I'm really looking forward to what he's going to share with us today. He's very inspirational as he shares his strong convictions about the future. And because we are now in a time of change across the world, this is about tremendous opportunities for personal growth and positive transformation, which we have been talking about all along on the show. And he's here to share with us a little bit more about that and what he has discovered. He's very passionate. He's been sharing this and really involved in this. So I want to welcome Dick Larson to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jen. Thank you. Hello. Thank you very much.
And where right now? On the West Coast?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm in Southern California, Los Angeles area.
Okay, so good morning to you.
Well, yeah, it is. Thank you.
Yeah, so, okay. So, you know what? Now, this old order breaking apart, which I call the old way of doing things, is dismantling.
Right.
And that's what listeners would be familiar with, the way I described it. To me, what I'm hearing from you is the similar. It's just falling apart, and it does cause chaos and fear because it's change. We don't know what's going on. So, can you share with us a little bit about what you mean by the old order breaking apart to start off with?
Sure, I'd be happy to. First of all, if I may, I'd just like to tell your listeners a couple things. Number one is please don't believe anything I say. The reason I say that is because I'm not here to convince anybody of anything, to get your listeners to think like I think, to cram anything down anybody's throat. Jen, I'm just here to present my information, which I have a lot of, I think is very credible, or I wouldn't be doing this. mm-hmm. and I think it's worthwhile to people to think about. But I don't want people to believe this. That would be blind belief, and I don't recommend blind belief to anybody. So I just wanted to say that first off. I'm not here to argue with you about anything or with them about anything, but rather to just give out my information. And if 10 or 20 or 30% of it makes sense to them, I'd be very happy with that.
But
the second thing I wanted to say is the source.
I do appreciate you saying that. Now, that is him truly just sharing without anything being forced, and that was a very important point that I wanted to say thank you for.
Yeah, you're welcome. Exactly. And I believe in free will. I mm-hmm. think free will is sacred. I think free will is how we learn and grow, which is one of our jobs on this planet, I think, as individuals, is to learn and grow, and we learn from making choices. That's why free will is so important. We choose, and then we learn from our choice. The goal isn't to choose right every time. The goal is to always learn from our choice. We can learn from a wise choice. We can learn from a poor choice. As long as we learn, we're progressing, whether we're making wise choices or not. The second thing I would like to say to your listeners is the source of my information, because people always ask me that. The primary source for the information that I'll be giving you and your audience today, Jen, comes from a man named Benjamin Creme, C-R-E-M-E. He lives in London. He's been lecturing in the United States for the last 40 years, a couple times a year, and traveling the world, giving out the information that I'm going to share with you and your listeners today. He's written several books. I'm not here to sell books, but they're all available on Amazon.com if people want to just put in his name, Benjamin Creme. The last name is spelled C-R-E-M-E. It looks like cream, but it's actually Creme because it's British, you know.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so just go to Amazon and type in Benjamin Creme and they can
sure.
see what he's written. Okay, that's
sure.
good to know.
Now, as for this new time, I love the way you put it, a new world coming. That's absolutely my experience, mm-hmm. Jen. What's happening, we're coming into a new cosmic cycle. I don't want people to get scared by the word cosmic. But let me explain. You know, we've heard a lot about ages. It's a new age and all that kind of stuff. Well, I want to talk about just for a second about what that is, because it's key to the changes that are coming on our planet. The bottom line of the changes is this. We're going to go from a you or me world to a you and me world, where everybody gets to win. And that's the bottom line. But how this happens is, as people know, we're surrounded by 12 great constellations, great heavenly bodies around our solar system and our planet that have huge, huge energies. We know everything is energy. Scientists have proven that mm-hmm. even in a concrete floor, there are there's atoms spinning and electrons spinning around the nucleus of atoms and so on. We know everything is vibrating well. It's true of all the heavenly bodies as well, including planet Earth. We have our own energy. Well, about every 2,000 years, we come into alignment with the next constellation that's around us. And when we're in alignment with one of these constellations, we say we are in the age of whatever that constellation is. Now, I'm not talking about astrology. That's the entertainment in newspapers and magazines. I'm talking about astronomy. If you go to an astronomer, they call it the precession of the equinox. But it's very physical, it's very real, and we have been for the last 2,000 years in alignment with the great constellation Pisces, and we've been receiving the energy from Pisces. And now, starting in 1625, we started moving out of the influence of Pisces, and in 1675, we started moving into the influence of the next constellation, which is Aquarius. So now we're receiving Aquarian energies, and what's happening right now is we're about halfway between both. So we're receiving Piscean energy, which is being withdrawn, and we're receiving Aquarian energy, which is coming in. And whenever you have these two energies meeting on a planet like ours is right now, you have chaos. That's exactly what's going on our planet. It's obvious.
It is when you explain it that way, because you're exactly right, because it just feels like we've got half of us being pulled to no, and some of us are, you know, ready to just charge forward, as I call charging hell with a squirt gun sometimes.
Yes, because especially the younger people. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but those newer generations are going to have more of that Aquarius energy, right?
That's, and the problem is that everything we have now, every system that our society has, our financial system, our religious system, our social system, our economic system, our government, everything, healthcare, education, it's all been built with Piscean energy, and Piscean energy is being withdrawn. So it's all collapsing. It's not working anymore. The educational system doesn't work anymore. The mm-hmm. government isn't supporting the people anymore.
Right.
The healthcare system isn't working anymore. And you can go on and on. The financial system is bouncing all over the place. And that's because Piscean energy is being withdrawn, and all they can do, Jen, is collapse. And what we need to do is we need to rebuild these wonderful systems so they will support
right.
humanity again. They supported us for the last 2,000 years, but they don't work anymore.
Right. Hang on to that thought, because that's a very good point that we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to pick right up from there, because that's important. So stay with us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Dick Larson, about A New Era is Dawning. We'll be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man. And my fortune was worse than my...
Ooh, and we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is Mr. Dick Larson, and we are talking about a new era is dawning. And before we went to break, he was just sharing how we're transitioning from Pisces energy influence to Aquarius energy influence. We're about halfway through that. So from that point, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dick, and so you can finish explaining what you were sharing about that pull with that energy.
Sure. Thank you, Jen. Well, we live in an ocean of energy, and whether we know it or not, you know, everything is vibrating, and all these energies play a part in life as we know it. Well, the Piscean energy, the two primary traits or characteristics of the Piscean energy that we've been living in for the last 2,000 years are individuality. Man has come out of the herd in the last 2,000 years. And dedication to an ideal, and it's dedication to the ideal of freedom that saved the world in World War II from Hitler and Mussolini and so on and kept the world free. So we're moving from that now into the influence of Aquarian energies, and the two primary Aquarian energies are synthesis and cooperation. So now we stand out as individuals, and what we need to do now is put the individuals together so that we can work with each other cooperatively. That's why I talked earlier about a you and me world. Cooperation and synthesis are the keynotes of the Aquarian energies, and that's what we need to rebuild our society with, is the energy of cooperation, of you and me, of right relationship. That's my information is that's the next step forward for humanity, is to establish right relationship with each other.
I love that. And you know what was coming to me, and honestly, I wasn't expecting it, but I was having a very strong connection with the way I do my work with intuition. When you were sharing about that, you were talking about how the other energy was to help us with our freedom physically with things that were happening, but we are truly going to feel a spiritual freedom when we cooperate with one another.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
One of the crises, major crises in the world today, Jen, you just hit on it, is we have forgotten who we are. We have forgotten, and you've heard this before, but we've forgotten that we're not humans having spiritual experiences. We're spirits having a human experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's at the base of everything we do. Religion has cornered the market on spirituality, and it's one of the, there's nothing wrong with religion at all. It's just a sad thing that we've let religion corner the market on spirituality, because every aspect of life is spiritual. Education is spiritual. Family is spiritual. Healthcare is spiritual. Can be spiritual. It's spiritual in nature. You know, governments, spiritual. Everything, even money, is a wonderful spiritual tool.
Yeah, it's an energy.
If you're used appropriately, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I see it as an energy of relationships. Because, yeah, you know, it really is, because it does tie in. If you're having a lot of issues with money, look at the rest of the relationships in your life, and you'll see that. But you're right. I like that way you're explaining that, because we really are moving into a time where we need to turn inward and get to know who that is on our spiritual side of things, how we are spiritually connected. Because when we discover that, that's going to help us with what you were sharing about the cooperation with one another for this,
yes,
new world, for the peace. I mean, it's,
yes,
going to happen. It's kind of, you know, when we're wrapping our brains around that from what we knew, you have to go inward to be able to connect with everyone else. So it's like,
yes,
no, it's not go outward. It's not about them. It's about in here and that perspective. And that's a lot of energy and dynamics that are happening. We are really evolving as a humanity together, whether we,
yes,
are ready for it or not. Some of us have our heels dug in. Some of us do. And some of us do on certain issues. It's not like everybody's perfect. There's areas where I have to take a deep breath and go, okay, all right, you are recognizing that you're resisting here a little bit. And then I work on that and move forward. But I'm doing that within. Right. So now, can you tell us a little bit about this this world teacher, this name? Because this may have a little, I would like for you to share what you know, and pronouncing, and this was coming from Benjamin Krem.
Right.
Correct, but the other, what was the title, Maitreya, thank you. I was looking for the spelling. Maitreya, because we see, if you Google that, oh my goodness, it's all over the place. And I want to put that out there right now. What is your perspective? What is your beliefs in that? What do you want to share about that and the Masters of Wisdom? Because a lot of people, it's all over. It's like good, bad, scary, all over. And then there's the peacefulness and the Christ consciousness connection. So I want you to have that opportunity to address that.
Okay, thanks. Well, it boils down to about every 2,000 years, because we start receiving new energies, we are ready for a change, and humanity grows through these cycles of every 2,000 years. You know that saying, more shall be revealed. Well, humanity, as we grow mentally and spiritually, because we used to be pretty much all emotion, you know, there are four aspects. Every basic philosophy and religion agree there are four aspects to humanity: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Mm-hmm. And we have been pretty physically and emotionally centered. We make a lot of important decisions based on feelings, for example. And the next step forward for humanity there is to use our mental and our spiritual selves, that higher self that you talk about. See, the lower self is the physical and emotional. Mm-hmm. Another name for emotional is astral. The mm-hmm. same thing. Mm-hmm. That's our lower self. Our mental and our spiritual aspects are our higher self. And those working together, the mind working with the soul, create intuition, or what we call higher intuition. And so that's our higher self. And it's time for us to start living our lives according to our higher selves rather than our lower selves. So every 2,000 years, we get a great teacher who brings the next revelation to humanity. Now, 2,000 years ago, of course, it was the great teacher Jesus of Nazareth who brought the teaching God is love and the teaching of love. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been 2,000 years. It's time for another teacher. Jesus didn't come to start a religion. This teacher doesn't come to start a religion either. He doesn't right. come to replace anybody. He's not here to replace Jesus or the Buddha or Krishna or whatever anybody's belief system is. That's not why he comes. He comes to help us with the next step forward, which is right relationship, learning to cooperate with each other and accept each other even though we're different. That kind of acceptance is going to create a you and me world where the poor and the rich aren't so far apart anymore. The Republicans and the Democrats aren't so far apart anymore. They can actually get things done, you know, cooperatively, that kind of thing.
That would be amazing.
Yes, it would. So this teacher comes, and he comes to fulfill the prophecies of all of the religions, but he doesn't come to start a religion, and he's not religious by nature. That's not his thing. He says, if you're in a religion and it's working for you, great. Stick with it. If you're not, I come for you too. So he comes for everybody. Mm-hmm. He doesn't come to teach spiritual things. His first four priorities are health care for everybody, education for everybody, housing for everybody, and food for everybody. Real basic stuff that millions of people on this planet don't have. Mm-hmm. And so he comes not alone. He comes with others, but he's part of that spiritual hierarchy, the masters that you mentioned. And let me just tell your listeners what a master is. A master is somebody who's gone through human evolution ahead of us and become a perfected human being, basically. They've learned all the lessons planet Earth has to teach them, and they've graduated from the school of planet Earth, and they've become a permanent spirit or a permanent consciousness. And some of these great, great people, we know them as Jesus, Mary, the mother of Jesus, St. John,
So you're referring to what some call ascended masters.
Ascended masters, or the masters of the wisdom. The information that I'm giving out is called the ageless wisdom teachings, ageless wisdom information, which is as old as humanity is, and it's been passed down by word of mouth and then finally in writing now the last, you know, 50, right. 60 years. And so they're also called the masters of the wisdom. They're called masters not because they're masters over us, because they're masters over themselves.
And they have that. And hang on to the thought, because we're going to take another break.
Okay.
I know, they come quick, don't they? But we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on, because we are talking about the new era is dawning with my guest today, Dick Larson. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
There's nothing wrong with you. What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and my guest today, Dick Larson, is here to share A New Era is Dawning. Before we went to break, he was sharing about the masters, and I'm going to let you pick up where you left off with that, because you're explaining what an ascended master or a world master was, and how we'll know what's coming up for us in the future.
Right. The masters are just humans who have gone through evolution ahead of us and learned all the lessons of planet Earth and are now ascended, like Jesus ascended after he was raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven. Well, that's what has happened with the masters. That's actually where we're all going to experience that at some point. But the masters have done that, and they have hung around planet Earth and they are the inspiration for humanity behind the scenes for all of humanity's great advancements in science, in the arts, in music, and literature, and so on. And the masters, or the ascended masters, they are also called the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of souls, the lords of compassion, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, the hierarchy because even the masters, as advanced and as perfected from the man's standpoint, from a human standpoint, as perfected as they are, they still have different levels of masters, different levels of evolution. Just like on this planet, we're all kind of at different levels of evolution, each of us. Mm-hmm. And so they're called the kingdom of heaven and so on. And so these are great spiritual beings. I hate to limit them by calling them spiritual because they're so much more than that. But I mentioned some. Jesus is one of the main masters, of course. And they inspire humanity behind the scenes. They, from time to time, will appear to people. I'll give you an example. My information, which comes from Benjamin Krem and the Ageless Wisdom, is that when people are dying or they're in trouble and they see an angel, and people really have those experiences, but that is actually never an angel that they see. It's always a master. Mm-hmm. And the masters come as angels because they don't want to scare us. And they know we're not afraid of angels. Mm-hmm. And they know that we think angels are sacred, you know. And so they come as angels. Sometimes they will appear, which I think is really cool. I'm still showing up as a human being. They show up as an angel so that they don't scare us and so that we can receive their blessings or whatever advice they have for us and so on. So it's really a wonderful thing that they do. Well, they're helping humanity all the time. So this world teacher will be coming. Now, what he's going to do, Jen, he's going to interview on television and radio, but mostly television, around the world as an ordinary man. He's not going to come and wave a wand and fix everything and say, I'm the teacher for the age of Aquarius and for this era, and I'm here to help, and just listen to me. He's not going to do that. First of all, they would never tell us what to do. They don't operate that way. They respect free will. Free will is sacred. It's a God-given gift. And they're not going to take that away from us. So what he's doing, he's actually doing the interviews now. He has given 14 interviews on Mexican television. He's given 41 interviews in Brazil. He's given 46, I think 50 now, interviews in Russia on television. And he's starting to interview in China. He will eventually be on the Japanese networks, the BBC, American television, and so on, as an ordinary person, until it reaches a point where the media, the press, and we people say, okay, wait a minute. You know way too much to be an ordinary person. Who are you really? Who are you really? And when we ask who he is, then he can tell us who he is without infringing our free will. And he will have what he calls his day of declaration, when he will appear on all television and radio all around the world, connected by satellites. That's what they're up there for. They're not up there for World Cup soccer. They're up there for this event. And that's how all eyes will see and all ears will hear. And then he will address us, and if you're over 14 years old, you will hear him. And if you have even a 1% belief that there could be a teacher coming to help us, another teacher coming to help us.
So it'll be when we ask.
Who are you?
So you're saying when we ask, that's this similar to how we answer a child. We answer what they ask.
Exactly.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And so he will appear on television, and there's three ways your listener will know it's him. And I want to tell you how they can know.
Okay.
So the first way is you will see his face on television, but his lips won't move. You'll hear his words in your head in whatever your native language is. It'll be telepathy. That's how the masters, that's how the spiritual universe talk to each other.
Right.
Telepathy. They don't use words like we do. So the first way you'll know it's him is you'll be hearing his words in your head in your native language, whatever that is, but his mouth won't be moving. You'll be looking at each other going, I'm hearing him, but he's not talking. Are you hearing him? That'll be the first way. The second way, I've heard you talk, I've seen on your website where you talk about divine love, which I love that concept. Well, people are going to experience divine love. The love of God is going to flow through him out to all of humanity. Each of us will feel the love of God deeper than we've ever felt it before. He said, it will be as if I physically embrace you. And we feel the love of God in our heart. Trust the love of God in your heart. If you're worried about the Antichrist can't do the love of God. And trust the love of God in your heart, because that's the second way you'll know it's him. And then the third way you'll know it's him is that after he's done speaking for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is, and whenever it is, no one knows the day or the hour, after he's done speaking, there will be press reports from all around the world, Jen, that while he was speaking, hundreds of thousands of people were miraculously healed. And in those three ways, you'll know that this is the teacher. And then he's going to make suggestions. He doesn't come to crack a whip. He doesn't come to chew us out. They just love us. They don't even judge us, because they've been in our shoes. They've walked through life just like we have. They've had all the problems we have, one way or another, one version of them or another. They know us so well. That's why they love us so much. That's why they don't judge us, because they know what we're going through. They know that life on this planet is tough. They know that. So they don't judge us. So, excuse me.
Are you okay?
I had to clear my throat. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So that's how you'll know it's him, and then he will make suggestions. It's been said that what he will do during those 30 or 40 minutes is give us a glimpse of the past. We will actually see the past. In the Bible, they call them visions. We will be given a vision of the past, and he will point out where we've gone wrong, because we've lost our way. Humanity has gotten off the path, and pretty much everyone knows that. And it's largely because we've forgotten that we're sacred, you know, that we're spirits, that we're living souls. And so he will show us where we've gone wrong, and then he will give us a glimpse of this brilliant, brilliant future that's ahead of us when we start changing. We have to fix things on this planet because we made the mess. It's the law of cause and effect. Scientists call it the law of action and reaction. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It's taught in every major religion, as you sow, so shall you reap, an eye for an eye. It's all cause and effect. And so it's one of God's rules. And so we have to fix the mess. He can't wave a magic wand and fix it. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
he's going to make suggestions, and then we can either follow them or not.
No, that's right. I mean, it's all cause and effect. Now, just for people that want to learn a little bit more about this, let's give that website out now. We'll give it again right before we go off the air. But where can they go and find more information, and what is the website to send them to?
Yeah, thanks, Jen. You said there's a lot of horrible information out there about Maitreya. And here's where they can get accurate information. Go to www.share-international.org, not .com, .org, share-international.org, and there's all kinds of, it's an old website, we're updating it now, but there's tons of information there. There's interviews there, there's videos there, there's photos, there's all kinds of stories and information. It's really fascinating. It's your kind of thing, you know.
Okay, so it's www.share-international.org for anyone that wants to dig in a little deeper and check this out and see what's going on. We've got about a minute before we go to break. For people that may be feeling, like a quick question, I want to ask about the UFOs. I mean, people ask if they're real all the time. Is this related or not? Because we're going to go to break in a sec. So just a quick answer on that.
My information is they're absolutely real. They're absolutely harmless regardless of all the horror stories you've heard, and that the Western governments have been denigrating them and discrediting them for over 60 years. So they're finally coming forward on their own directly to humanity to prove that they're harmless, that they love us, that they're here to help. They're here on a spiritual mission.
Wow. Boy, everybody, if you've been listening to this, this has been a lot of information. You're going to want to go grab the archive on this one when it's available, because there's a lot to absorb here. And also going over to share-international.org. to find out more if this is something you're interested in. And like Dick has been saying the whole time, this is information that's being shared, not to force it upon you, not to try to talk you into anything.
Never.
Check it out for yourself and make a choice. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Dick Larson, talking about A New Era is Dawning. We'll be right back after the break.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwen Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwenRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, you're going to want to go grab the archive because we have been putting out a lot of information with my guest today, Dick Larson, about A New Era is Dawning. And, Dick, we have a caller that would like to come on and ask you a question. We have Deborah from Missouri. Hello, Deborah. You're on the line with Dick.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Deborah.
Went to a rescue horses place, and I have this horse, and his name is Luke, and I'm wanting to be able to ride him someday, but for some reason there's something going on with him. Plus, when I'm around him at times, or the other horses, or just any horses, I start crying, and it's like somebody has a bucket of water, pour it over my head. I have no control.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you can give me any information on that.
Well, I'll tell you a couple things. First of all, I think that's wonderful because my sense of what's happening and my information about what's happening when you cry, that's a soul response. You are responding to your soul. It sounds like you're responding to the love in your soul. So horses trigger a love response from you in what, because of one reason or another. They trigger that response in you, and so you respond that way. Now, my suggestion is that you think to your horse, because many animals are very telepathic. You know, there are four species of animals that are the closest in relationship to humanity, that have served humanity the most over the eons, and those are horses, dogs, elephants, and camels. And without those four creatures, man would probably not exist. And so they are the closest to humanity and consequently the most telepathic with humanity. And you don't have to just talk to the horse. You can think to the horse. And the horse will get used to the level that you're communicating at and start to respond. Now, this will take some time, but I suggest that what you've got going on with these animals is a love connection, and that your crying is a soul response. It's a wonderful thing. It's what a lot of people are going to be doing when the world teacher comes on television and they feel the love of God in their heart like they've never felt it before. There are going to be a lot of people crying, and I'll probably be one of them. I cry when I kiss my cat. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. So when you say think for the horse, what do you exactly mean by that?
Well, I mean, instead of telling the horse to come here, you just think, come here. Instead of saying, gentle, easy, you just think it. And
okay,
looking right at the horse and just directing your thought to the horse, you think it. You can say it, too, but I would say it and then think it. Say it and think it. Say it and think it. And they'll get used to your thought.
Yeah. You know, Deborah, that does work. I do that all the time with my dog and my cat, and believe it or not, even my husband, because he seems to not misunderstand what I'm saying if I do it that way. We do it all the time here, and it's telepathy. It's the energy of your thought is being transmitted, and that's what he's saying to do, but it does sound absolutely beautiful. Horses are incredible energy. For
yes.
you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Deborah,
okay,
so much for your call.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you very much, too.
All right. Bye-bye. And now, Dick, what, you know, we've got to wrap it up here. So what would you like to leave the listeners with? And do you have anything else you would like to share with the listeners?
Sure. Yeah, thanks. One thing I'd like to say is that the world teacher... I'm sorry. The world teacher isn't coming alone. He's coming with other masters. Right now there are 14 masters on the planet. They're all in physical bodies. The world teacher is in his own body. He made it. It's indestructible. He can't be killed. He doesn't need to sleep or eat. He's not coming alone. He's coming with other masters. Before this 2,000 years are up, and he will be at the center of humanity for the next 2,000 years on the planet, giving us advice and making suggestions if we want to follow them. And one of the masters that's coming with him is the Master Jesus. Jesus is actually, my information is, he's on the planet right now, completely unexpected by most of the Christians on the planet, who expect him to come at the end of the world. If you reread your Bible and look at a good study Bible, I used to teach adult Bible studies, so I'm pretty familiar with Christianity. And if you look at a good study Bible, it will say, I'm with you to the end of the age, not to the end of the planet, you know, forever.
It
is the end of the age, and he is coming. The masters know all about the age and the energies and all that, of course. And so he is coming. He is living outside of Rome right now. And I'm not sure if the Pope knows he's here, but a couple cardinals in the Pope's group know that he's here. They've been asked to say nothing, because if the Pope says Jesus is here, every Catholic in the world will believe it because the Pope said it. Well, not every, but a lot will believe it because the Pope said it, and that's an infringement of free will. He wants us to recognize him. Now, the truth is, if your listeners don't want to listen to the world teacher Maitreya, they can just listen to Jesus, because Maitreya is going to introduce him sooner or later, probably sooner, on television and say it. This is my brother, my great friend, Jesus. And Jesus will say, this is my brother, my great friend, the world teacher, Maitreya. And Jesus will take his place at the head of the Catholic Church, the largest Christian church, largest church in the world, largest religion in the world, Roman Catholicism. There will be no more popes. This is the last pope. Jesus will take his rightful place on St. Peter's throne and head up the church and get things back on track and straighten out some of the teachings. We're missing a lot of the symbols that are in the Bible right now. We're taking it way too literally, according to the masters, and he's going to help us get some of the symbolism out of the Bible. Another thing I'd like to say is that Jesus came to teach the love of God. Maitreya, the world teacher, comes to teach the will of God. Humanity is now ready to learn and practice the will of God more and more. So that's what he comes to teach, the will of God. Jen, listeners, this is a great time to be alive. We're so fortunate to be alive to see the changes. I mean, once the teacher comes forward, my understanding is starvation will end in like 2 years. Worldwide.
Wow.
I think some things are going to happen very, very quickly. It's that one of God's great laws is the law of equilibrium. However, that means however bad it's been, that's how good it's going to get. So this is an incredible time to be alive. We're going to see wonderful changes. We're here. I'm convinced we're each here because we're ready to help.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my parents were here to help defeat Hitler, and they did it.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for this purpose, to help the world turn around.
Wow. What, my goodness.
Have to do it alone.
Yes. And, you know, it's encouraging. It's encouraging what you're sharing. And for those that have been listening to this broadcast, please go over to share-international.org and check it out for yourself. Learn a little bit more if this is something that you're ready to dive into or you just want to know more. I mean, if you're feeling that, go. Nobody's here to say do it. You make a choice. This is a huge transformational time in our world today, and I believe that we are all feeling it in some way or another. Thank you very much, Dick Larson, for being with us today and sharing about our new era is dawning. And for those that are new to the show, if you would like to learn a little bit more about what I do, what my passions are that I share with the world, want to email me, want to share anything that with us, please go over to my website. It's jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have free meditations over there. And very much my message is about spreading the divine love and hope and really helping you connect with your own true higher self, which is who you really are. We are wearing this physical body to get around here, but this is very much a time to spread the love. So thank you for listening. I'm Jen Royster. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol
sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.